Morning, everyone. Welcome to Ainslie News. Hope you're enjoying your week. It's been pretty entertaining from everyone's perspective, whether in bullion or in crypto. Today, it's the 16th of June, and we're talking about recession being the new transitory. The US Fed has a new yarn to spin. After months and months of trying to convince the market that inflation was just transitory, despite all the data, Fed Chair Powell was last night with a straight face telling us there is no sign of a broader slowdown in the economy that I can see. Meeting market expectations, they hiked rates by a still huge 75 BPS, the biggest hike since 1994, and taking the Fed funds rate to a range of 1.5 to 1.75%, now again comfortably above our own 0.85% over in Australia. Maybe because the market feared a full 100 BPS rise, or they believe that everything's awesome coming from Powell, who assured us that the US is well positioned to deal with higher interest rates. Wall Street shares rallied strongly. That's strange. Maybe more tellingly though, the smarter markets of US bonds and gold saw this for what it was and both rallied strongly while selling off the US dollar. The smart money ain't buying it. So why? Well, for a start, the Fed's own Atlanta branch, who have a knack for forecasting GDP better than the big finance houses, yesterday came out with a big downgrade for their Q2 GDP forecast from an already weak 0.9% to a dead 0%. After the negative 1.5% print in Q1, a negative print in Q2 puts the US into a technical recession. If one considers they have dropped their forecast every week from 1.9% just 3 weeks ago, the trajectory to sub-zero appears almost baked in. Sound like stagflation to anyone? We mentioned last week the simply awful consumer sentiment in the US, and given consumption is a major component of GDP, the pressure was always on. Well, last night it flowed through to retail sales, which fell 0.3% against expectations of a 0.1% rise, and making this the first negative print in 6 months. It gets worse when you measure in inflation-adjusted terms, an economic reality where retail sales fell for the third consecutive month. We also saw PPI print another strong 10.8%, dispelling any hopes the 40-year record of 8.6% CPI print was in any way transitory, with prices in the factory floor still higher. Again, that either means more inflation or more bad news for the company earnings if they absorb it. Hardly news for a share rally, and nothing to see here assurance from the Fed. It is therefore hard to believe the share market rally last night was in any way anything other than a short relief rally with more pain to come. Fed Chair Powell doggedly maintained inflation was transitory, and he is doggedly maintaining the US economy can handle him removing the monetary stimulus it has become hopelessly addicted to. Remember too, it's not just the rates. They are also reducing their balance sheet, or quantitative tightening, to the tune of $47.5 billion a month, and they're now 15 days into it. And that ramps up to $95 billion a month in September. Just reflect on what share markets have done since quantitative tightening started. What is maybe most scary for the time being is he is now so firmly on public record that he has one and only objective, and that is to reduce inflation to 2%, regardless of how the markets might react. Maintain that stance and crash markets and cause a recession. Pivot on it and lose all credibility and signal double debasement redux. Gold wins on either scenario. Some are questioning why gold isn't already taking off to the moon amongst such conditions. There are two things to consider in such an observation. Firmly, everything is relative. Compared to shares, crypto and property, gold has held doggedly steady while they are either falling or outright crashing. Secondly, one of gold's key attributes is that it is a very liquid asset that is usually strong amongst carnage and hence the easiest and most effective to sell to cover the margin calls being triggered or the perceived dips to be bought. This is the usual course. If one looks at all previous share market crashes, gold goes down with everything else very initially, but then rebounds while they continue to fall, on average putting you over 60% better than having been in shares. Gold has on average returned you 8.6% every year this century, putting it ahead of the ASX 200 over the same period. Gold called BS on the transitory inflation narrative of the Fed by rallying very strongly last year on that script. It's holding strong now amid liquidations everywhere as it is apparently making the same call of not going to cause a recession narrative now. If you believe this transitory narrative on inflation, by all means believe this is no sign of a slowdown dribble too. I, for one, will be sleeping soundly, owning gold and enjoying my dreams. And that's news for today. And also from my experience watching the last downturn around 12, 14 years ago, gold and silver did drop just a little bit when all of these things started to happen in the world for the GFC. And then, boom, straight after that, it shot straight up. If you are looking to purchase today, or if you want to read more of our news, jump over to ainsleybullion.com.au. If you're after some crypto, buying the dip, buying the massive dip as it would be, jump over to ainsleywealth.com.au. A great opportunity if you are looking to stack some sats. And go and check out goldsilverstandard.com. If you are in crypto and looking for a stable coin, Gold and Silver Standard could be perfect for you. Move out of crypto and into gold. You can do it today. Give us a call. Enjoy Thursday, everyone. We'll catch you tomorrow for end of week news.